Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, the magical podcast to feel wonderful now and manifest what you truly desire. I'm Michael McIntosh, your host, and I'm afraid I've been away for some time on trips, traveling to Hawaii and doing different projects, but I'm back in the game. Looking forward to doing more of these podcasts. And let's start off with a little meditation. Just tune into, what do you wish to create in your life? Just take a moment to open your mind, open your heart. Imagine anything is possible. What would you love to create for your life? What would you love to feel? If you could create anything you want in your life, what would your life look like? What would you feel? What would you be doing? What would you see? What would you hear? And take a moment to come into the feeling state of having attained everything. Just feel the good vibrations and really enjoy feeling that you've attained everything you want right now. Isn't that wonderful? There's a fascinating quote. Desire is a contract we make with ourselves to not be happy until we get what we want. Desire is a contract we make with ourselves to not be happy, relax, peaceful, enjoy our life until we get what we want. It's funny, but it's true, isn't it? Right? Right now, most people have so many things in their life that they are actually, they worked hard to get, right? And they're wonderful things. Think about some of the things you're grateful for right now. Think of some of the things that you worked hard to achieve that you now have already. For example, there was a time when I just moved to Hawaii and I had a backpack. I didn't have any money. I was just trying to figure out what to do with my life in my 20s. And one thing I craved was having a sanctuary, a space to myself, right? Where I had peace and quiet and I could do what I want and there was no one else around interrupting me, you know, just a sanctuary, right? And here I am in my sanctuary. I've got various recording studios and hot tubs and gardens and, you know, it's beautiful views and It's wonderful, right? It's such good vibes. I'm so happy to be here. But I can ignore all of this and think, yeah, but I haven't got this and I haven't got this and I haven't got that. Right? Because when we create desire, one thing is we're not happy till we get what we want. But the other thing is we're not happy about anything else as well until we get all the other things we want. So the things we already have actually stop bringing us joy because the mind wants the thing it doesn't have. You see this with children, right? Let's say there's two little kids, and they have, let's say, six different crayons between them, and one of them has all six, right? And then the other one grabs one of the crayons, so the other kid now has one crayon, and the first kid has five crayons, right? Instead of being like, I've got five crayons, this is the best ever, that little kid can run around trying to get their crayon back from the other person. Right? This is what we're doing emotionally in our life. We have so much wealth already. And we're saying, yeah, but I haven't got this one crayon, so I'm not going to enjoy myself. It's a very, very strange thing. Very, very strange. And this can ruin our life if we're not careful. Because we want to feel good, don't we? We want to feel wonderful. And we can only feel wonderful in the now, right now. There's no other time. There's only the now. So if we say, I'm not going to feel wonderful until what? Oh, once this thing comes around, once this amount of money comes. Do you know how many millionaires and billionaires want more money? All of them, right? They all, if you have a room of billionaires or millionaires and you say, who here wants more money? Who needs more money? They'll all raise their hands, right? Nothing wrong with having money, but if we're not happy because we haven't got this amount more or this amount more, but what is going on? I remember I was in Hawaii recently. I just got back to Sedona, and I was in this car park on the north shore of Kauai near a health food store, looking over these beautiful mountains. It's such an exceptional view in Hanalei, like these mystical taro fields. I was right on the edge of this car park looking over these fields, and I was just taking in the view, taking in the sunset, and there was a rainbow and there was waterfalls coming down from the mountains. And I looked in front of me and I saw this building that I haven't been to for about, I think, about 16 years, right? And this building was this place where they did free acupuncture on Saturday morning or something. And I remember I just had this like vivid recall of that moment where I used to drive up in this car that someone had lent me and my partner at the time. And I'd lie down on the floor and she did like group acupuncture, right? And put like a few needles in. And I remember like reading a book or something. I was just lying there. And I remember feeling a profound state of joy just lying there in this group in Hanalei Bay. And I had manifested at that time like a new house, right, which is something I really wanted. And I had literally just barely enough money to pay the rent every month, or right on the edge. But I felt so good, right? Because one thing is I'd manifested stuff I wanted, but the other thing, I was just like accepting the joy of life, right? So I was standing there remembering this, looking over the beautiful mountains, and I thought to myself, if I had the amount of money now that I had then, I would be completely freaked out. Because like as you make more and more money, like hundreds of thousands, then millions, right? And then multiple millions, then you don't appreciate these little amounts of money anymore. Like if I had the amount of money I had then, I'd be freaked out. I'd be like, oh my God, like I'm... And so what I realized is that it just never ends. I mean, I do feel happy most of the time, and that's why I'm doing these podcasts, because I feel joyful and light and inspired. But I'm noticing these things. Am I still holding myself back? Are we still holding ourselves back by having this contract that I'm not going to experience the fullest level of happiness and freedom and joy until dot, 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 this, 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 and this? And so the method to deal with this is, first of all, recognize that we are doing this, right? Just acknowledge I am holding myself back from my joy because I haven't got the things I want yet. And I'm having a contract to choose to not be happy. And you might think, how would anyone choose to not be happy? Surely you just can't be happier unless something happens. But realistically, like if you were told that something really amazing has just happened, like you get a phone call and someone says, oh my God, this thing that you really wanted has now come about, you would probably experience a shift in your feeling state almost immediately if you're something really, you really wanted. Like when people win the lottery, or if they vote and the person they want to win wins or whatever, right? Or something happens, something, and we go, oh wow, that's so great, and all the joy comes up, right? So where were all those joy chemicals hidden? They were there all along, weren't they? The good feeling was always there. If something can happen to us, or we can think something, we feel great, then the happiness feelings are there. How many times have you thought about something you don't want to happen and got stressed out and tense and clenched up and hunched over, right? Oh my God, you've lost everything, or something didn't work out. So we create negative feelings and negative chemicals, right? The body is like a chemical factory, and it can produce these beautiful, wonderful, high-level feeling chemicals, or it can produce scary chemicals. And I'm not going to get into all the names of them because that's a bit irrelevant. But we create a state based largely on how we're feeling and what we're thinking about and what we're focused on. So the first thing is to recognize we are playing a game with ourselves. I'm not gonna be happy till I get all my crayons. You ever like little kids, I want my crayons back. I don't care if I have 100 crayons, I haven't got one crayon, right? So that's one thing, just to be realized we're doing this on some level. And then the second thing is, how do we feel good if we don't have what we want? Well, the method to that is that you imagine that you do have what you want. Give yourself the permission just to imagine. Imagine you had everything you want. Imagine you had all the wealth you want, all the feelings of happiness, all the good relationship, everything you want. You just imagine that you have got those things. You can lie down nice and comfortably and just play the scene of total success, total wealth, total abundance, good feelings, good vibrations, and focus on the feelings that come from that, because we don't really want the things, we want the feelings. So you imagine having the things, and the purpose of doing that is to come into what are the feelings that are associated with it. It could be relaxation, deep peace, and then just feel the feelings, because that is what we're wanting anyway. And that breaks this contract. We're like, you know what? I can feel good and happy, even if I don't yet have what I want. And then we can still do things. It's not like we're going to sit around all day not doing anything. We're here in the world. We're spiritual beings in this world having a human experience. And why are we here? We're here to experience joy and happiness. And we're also here to do things, aren't we? Right? So Of course, we're going to do stuff. We're not just going to sit around all day. But we might as well do things while we're feeling good, don't you think? Rather than doing things while we're feeling terrible, unnecessarily. So instead of saying, I'm going to choose to be miserable and unhappy till I get what I want and I'm going to run around in an unhappy state, we just say, look, why don't I just feel that I've already attained everything, come into a higher state of consciousness, higher vibration, and then do the things, or maybe do different things. You know, some of the things that we are doing, maybe we don't even need to do at all. You realize, you know what, I don't care about that anymore. Once I feel good, then I can stop doing some stuff that's stressing me out. So tune into this today and this week. Desire is a contract we make with ourselves to not be happy until we get what we want. And we don't have to have that contract anymore. And the way to get rid of the desire is to imagine you've already attained the desire. You already have what you want. Because then it's not a desire, it's an attainment. Feel happy. Feel relaxed. Feel at peace. And take as much time as you need just to enjoy that wonderful feeling. So thank you so much for your beautiful presence, your good vibrations. My apologies for not being able to record for quite some time now. But I now have a new recording setup that I just got ready and ready to go yesterday. So this is the Virgin Voyage, if you like, on this new setup. Thank you so much for being here. If you need any help, let me know. If you like the podcast, I really appreciate if you can leave a comment or a review. It brings me joy to hear from you. And stay in that happy place. Just remember that you can feel you've attained everything. You can come into a higher place. You are a wonderful being. And happiness, peace, love, joy, and freedom is your natural state. Enjoy all the miracles and wonders of your life. Lots of love. Talk to you soon.